sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 644 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is August the 15th, 2021.
It's only us two tonight. It's myself, Peter Chin, and Kim Woods.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello, hello. Right, so we're a gaming podcast. We feature every single Sunday at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. You can catch us on Twitch TV and YouTube.com. Just search for OC Podcast. Like I said, I'm your host tonight, Peter Chin. Gamertag, Yampi Head. Oh my god, I've not even played games. You know what? I've not even played games for ages, but I've just thought I'll turn up tonight. I just thought I'll chat. It's going to be casual. And, you know, shit went down about 15 minutes to the show. So, there we go.
There we are.
So, like I said, we're a gaming podcast for all of you geeky folk out there. We're all mature. But we talk some sense to some folk, but there we go. There's not going to be any music if you're listening live because it's not going to be an expertly run podcast for tonight. But there it goes. So we're going to go on to story time.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Oh, yes. That was enough silence. Right, Kim. give us some info. What have you been doing? What have you been up to? It's really nice to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot been this week. Thursday, I have another nephew. So there's that. Yeah. My nephew, Austin James Woods, was born on Thursday morning. He is 8 pounds and 13 ounces.
Wow, so, good weight.
Yeah, right. He's a big old boy.
Oh.
So, see if I can pull up.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'll see if I can pull up a picture of his little butt here. And I'll see that. But anyway, there he is. So, yeah, I have now got 4 nephews. Apparently, I'm never going to have a niece, but I guess I'm okay with that. So,
that's
all right. Yeah. So, yeah, he's here.
Just think of all the manual labor that they can do all on your land and, you know, and you need to build a new house and stuff, and you could just call upon the boys. Come on, boys.
Right. And Kim's got things for you to do. So, yeah, mom and baby are fine. They went home yesterday afternoon. So, yeah, that's pretty much my big excitement for this week. So, I'll take it. Yep.
Anything else?
No, that's about it. What about you?
Oh, my God. This is going to be a really quick show, isn't it? But at least we've done one. At least we've turned up. How long have you been recording this call, like, from the start?
Pretty much.
Oh, that's good then, because we got the audio, because I forgot to do that. So, like I said, it's going to be a
It's like as I should have said, hey, you know what? We're being recorded. There you go.
Well, let's hope the audio quality is as good as what Robin could produce. I got married.
That was that big thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got married. So
congratulations.
Thank you very much. That was a couple of weeks ago. And it's just been, do you know what? Because of all the excitement up to it and all of the planning and all of the build-up and all of the things that happened, do you know what? We had 2 live bands that were going to play at the wedding, and the one band pulled out about 5 days before. There was 2 of them that caught coronavirus, and the rest of the band had to self-isolate, so they pulled out I think it was about 4 or 5 days before the wedding. So that happened, and what else? Shell had got she got food poisoning, so she was bad for like 2 days, and I thought it was like a sickness bug, and I thought, oh my god, she's gonna pass it on and the whole house is gonna be just ill. And it's really heading up to the wedding and whatever. Yeah. So that went wrong as well. I think I mentioned, did I mention before that my house got broken into? I think I did. Yeah. So I just had tons of stuff. And then when it all passed, it was like, there's nothing to think about. There's nothing. There was just this big, like, empty void. And it's just, well, all we had was work that was going to be coming up. But we was off for all this time. And it was like, we got no planning. We got nothing to really, you know, really 100% focus on like as intense as it was before and before the wedding. So it was almost like things just come to an absolute stop. But we've got a few things going on in the garden now, a couple of projects in the house. So we've got ourselves busy with some things again, and it's kind of picking up. But I slept so much after the wedding. I couldn't believe how much I slept. It was unreal. Shell was the same. We just slept like for hours and hours and hours. My brother bought us a couple of nights in a spa up north, and it that was really nice. It was like really relaxing and nice to unwind, and yeah, it was cool. So so I got married. I'm sure there's loads of things that's happened, but I don't want to reveal all of them. There's one thing that I'm going to reveal closer to the time. Was it just yesterday? My Xbox One X broke. Do you know what? I'm really like annoyed about that, because it cost me like £400, I think, for that console. And then for it to break after a couple of years, it's just like,
I was gonna say, you haven't had it for very long, have you?
No. Well, the warranty's run out, because I checked that. It ran out
Of course.
Yeah, it would do, wouldn't it? November 2020, it ran out. So I'm assuming it come with a 2-year warranty. Might only be one. Who knows? But it's an HDMI fault. So every time I fire it up, I get, like, it starts up and it's really fuzzy, really grainy, the picture is. And I thought it might be like the connection at the back of the telly or the actual lead itself. And, you know, I tried the DVD player and that was absolutely fine. So I just thought I'll change the lead. And it's an HDMI fault on the Xbox. So it kind of writes itself after about leaving it on after about half an hour. But it's on the way out. So I'm gonna try and get in touch. There's a guy who's local who fixes Xboxes pretty cheap. So I'm going to get, he's got a good review. So I'm going to get in touch with him, see if he can sort me out. And I'll probably sell it then though, Kim.
Oh, well.
Fix it for £25 or £30 and then sell it for, I think the smelly shop are taking it on for, I think it's about £120 now. They're buying these Xbox. Yeah. So I just thought I'll just sell it on. Do you know what? I've not even used my, what's it called? Xbox Series S.
Yeah.
Not even used it. I've turned it on. The light works at the front.
Well, that's good.
I'm only hoping for good things.
Well, you're right.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all I'm going to mention tonight. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to mention any more than that. So why don't we just move on to are we going to talk about like games with gold and new releases and all that stuff? I think we should, because probably we ain't going to have that much to talk about otherwise, are we? But anyway, let's talk about video games.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
That's enough silence, Kim. Well done. Wow, we're doing great tonight. We're flying. Kim. Could you just give us the games of gold and all that stuff that's all out? Thanks.
Alrighty. Your games of gold for this month are Darksiders 3, which is good till the end of the month. You have Yooka-Laylee, which starts tomorrow. I don't know, you may be able to get it early, I'm unsure. Lost Planet 3, which ends tonight, I think at midnight, so you still have time to pick it up. And then the next one is the Mark of the Guru. I don't remember all the title, but I'm sure it's like a Street Fighter sort of thing. But anyway, it'll be available tomorrow. So that's your games with gold. Then for your PlayStation Plus games that are still available, we have Hunter's Arena Legends for the PS4 and PS5. For your PS4, we have Plants vs. Zombies, Battle for Neighborville, and then we have Tennis World Tour 2. So get your games. Let's see, Twitch Prime, we have something. Where is it? Oh, I gotta scroll down a little further. Chroma Squad Tactical RPG, which is inspired apparently by the Power Rangers. There you go. Tartary and Beatdown Town, or Beatdown City, sorry. Maybe town sounds better. Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn, Blazing Chrome, which is not to be confused with Chroma Squad, and Warsaw. So, woo-wee.
There's a lot of 8-bit and 16-bit games there, ain't there?
Yep, pretty much.
Nice.
For your Stadia Pro, if you still have Stadia Pro, we have It Came From Space and Ate Our Brains. Did it get much? Anyway. Epistory, Typing Chronicles, Killer Queen Black, Valkyria Chronicles 4, Grime, and then you're going to lose Hotline Miami 2, wrong number. So, and I haven't updated the Epic Game Store, so I'm not sure what's free there, but, you know, go and find it. I'm sure cool. There'll be something. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there will. Thanks, Kim.
Sure.
And do you know what? I'm going to move straight on to you again about what you've been playing, because I've not played a fat lot. It's not going to take me long to talk about it. And I'm hoping that you've just played like a massive long list of games so I can probably update the victories achieved. I told you tonight it was going to be a shit show, but at least we've turned up and we're recording something for you.
At so, least there is a show. So, hey!
There's a show.
Right? Alrighty, my games. I have played a lot of games, but one of the games just came out, so I can talk a little bit about that, and that is Hades. Winner of all the big awards last year, all the Game of the Year awards, and stuff. What was it, like over 50 Game of the Year awards or something? Well, I can see why. I played, since yesterday? And that's pretty much all I've played.
Really?
So, yeah, believe it or not. And it's not really, from the looks of it, it's not really a game you'd think I'd like, necessarily. I mean, I didn't think I'd like it, because it's a roguelike, like, dungeon crawler sort of thing. And it's one of those games where, you know, when you die, you have to start all over. So that didn't really appeal to me, because I don't like dying and having to start all over. But the dialogue, the music, that sort of thing, and I guess maybe the animation, it's something that keeps me going back to it. So I don't mind dying and starting over and doing all that. So
I was going to say, you like dungeon crawlers and stuff, though, normally, don't you? Yeah, I was going to say, you play like Minecraft dungeons and...
I like those, but the whole dying and having to start over was like, I don't really like that idea. And because I played a couple of games, was it Children of Morta? I played one like that, and I didn't like it. But for some odd reason, there's something about this one. Of course, it's made by Supergiant Games, and they've had a lot of luck with Bastion, and was it Transistor, and a bunch of other games like that. And they've been kind of quirky, and a lot of people, you know, brag about them. And I can see why playing this one, because I haven't played Bastion yet. I've got it on my Switch, but I haven't played it yet. And it's really cool. It's got the whole Greek mythology thing, because of course there's Hades, and there's Zeus and Athena, and all, you know, all your little Greek mythology players. So. Yeah, it's like I said, it's got my hooks. It's got its hooks into me. So
nice.
I don't know. And it's on Game Pass. So if you have Game Pass, there's no reason you shouldn't try it. So give Hades a go. There's a reason it won 50 Game of the Year awards last year. So I don't know. Like I said, it's cool. Hopefully, I can stick with it. And there is a mode where it makes it a little bit easier for, you know, people like me who are really interested in the story and, you know, want to see how far it goes. And
so is it just single player, or I didn't catch if it?
Yeah, it's only single player. So
right.
And this God mode will actually, every time you die, it levels up your damage resistance, like 2% or 3%. I can't remember how much. So it doesn't seem like a lot at the time, but apparently eventually you can get up to like 80% damage resistance, which I assume by then it would make it super freaking easy. So that way, if all you want to do is like pay attention to the story and that sort of thing, other than getting your ass handed to you multiple times, then hey, God mode. I was worried about God mode because I was like, yeah, but will it shut achievements off and that sort of thing? But no, it will not. So you can still get achievements while you're in God mode. So give it a shot. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. So far, from everyone I've talked to, like Tank Top's played it and he's been surprised by it. And he was like me, he didn't think it was a game he'd play, but here we are. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's Hades. It's on Game Pass, so if you got Game Pass, there's no reason you shouldn't try it, so go for it. And then, last but not least, got this, it's funny, I've got this little solitaire game on my phone. It's called Tri-Peak Solitaire, and I think it was even downloaded on my phone when I got it, because it's on my tablet, too. So anyway, I've been killing time with this solitaire game, and if anybody else out there plays it and they need a club to join, I did start a OC podcast club, because they will give you free coins if you join a club, but I didn't want to join a club full of people I didn't know. No. So when I got to level 30 and could make my own club, I made my own club. So if there's anybody out there that plays Tri-Peak Solitaire on their phone or their tablet or whatever and wants to join the club, I have started a OC podcast club on this solitaire game. I am not going to make you do anything. I mean, whatever. There's club shit, but I'm not going to make you do it if you don't want it. It's not that sort of thing. Because half the time I'll play it of a night for like 2 hours and fall asleep while I'm playing it. So, yeah, the other night I woke up and I'm like drooling on the couch with my tablet open and there's solitaire. And I'm like, well, okay, it's time for me to get up and go to bed because apparently this has put me to sleep. So,
This sounds a lot more exciting than chess. Not.
Right.
There's got to be more people that play chess than play this.
Well, I would think so, probably.
What made you play this?
I like solitaire, and like I said, it was already downloaded on my phone, and they've got like a whole like a tiki Hawaiian thing going with it, and I don't it's something to kill time.
You got all the time in the world. You got Game Pass, right, and you try Peak Solitaire.
Well, this is like for something to play like an hour or two before bed when I don't feel like gaming, I guess. So I'll just sit there and I'll relax and play solitaire, which apparently it works because it puts my ass to sleep while I'm playing it.
Nice.
So, yeah,
nice.
I don't know. It's one of those things. It was free to do. So, yeah.
I'm surprised looking at your games played, right, because I seen a tweet from Veteran Gamers earlier about Back for Blood, and I think the beta's happening this weekend, isn't it?
Right.
Have you not tried this?
I haven't, and I probably should. And there's the Diablo 2 beta.
Yeah.
If you pre-order the game, its beta is this weekend. And I thought about pre-ordering the game so I could try it, but then the open beta is next weekend.
Yeah.
So I think I may wait for that.
So I was, when I saw that tweet, I was like, oh my God, I really wish I was doing this. But I've not managed to find the time today to play it because I'm too busy building steps in my back garden. When I seen that tweet, I was like, oh my God, I want to go to the house and I just want to just start loading it.
I think that'll be a good community game when it does.
Yeah,
come out, so.
I think it will, yeah. But it's a real shame that none of us have played that and that could speak about it tonight. It'd be interesting to find out what that's about. But I'm sure one of the veteran gamer lot will, Stu, he'll end up talking about it for about 65 hours.
Probably.
Yeah, but and all the aesthetics of the game and all that stuff. So I'm sure, I'm sure we'll get to hear something about it. But I was when I seen that earlier, I was like, oh, I really wish I could play that. But is it available tomorrow as well? I think it goes off 16th of August.
That might be right. Yeah.
So I'm gonna see. I might try, instead of doing the steps when I get back from work tomorrow, just like fire this up for a couple of hours just to see if I can get on it. But you know, it's like when you get back and you got to try and install. My problem is when I install a game, then there's an update on something else like the Xbox dashboard, and or I have an internet connection problem, and I don't end up playing it. It takes me about 6 hours to get set up. I think that's what's winding me up about computer games at the minute and playing on consoles. It's just so many updates. It's just I don't play enough. I don't think so, Kim. I think that's my problem, but. And then when I get to turn on the console, I'm thinking, yeah, cool. I've got a couple of hours gaming and
there's an update on the game you want to play or something like that. Because I run into that because there I go through streaks. Like, I think before I fired up Hades, I was on like a 2-week streak and not playing anything.
Yeah.
And even though you have it set up to automatically update things and download stuff, somehow or another, that never seems to work until you hit the power button and you power it on and all of a sudden, wham, then everything hits you in the face and you're like, well, fuck, what's the point of having you on automatically updating when you don't automatically update?
Yeah, precisely.
I don't understand.
Which segues pretty well into what I'm going to talk about with the game I was playing yesterday, actually. And I had the same thing. My son come around yesterday. Before we went bowling, I thought, oh, I'll fire up the Xbox because he said he wanted to. And that was when I found out about the HDMI fault and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I thought I'll fire up Roblox which needed an update as well, 512 meg. But when I fired up the Xbox, I had all that problem with the HDMI thing, and then after about half an hour, that was okay. And then by that time, it said that there was a system update, and there was three stages of that, and that took about whatever it was, 40 minutes to do. And then all of the games needed updating, so my Xbox is slow as hell. And it was just, it was really, really pissing me off. So I just got a bit sick of it. And that's every time I get to play on a game or, yeah, like I said, just even attempt to do anything on a console, there's always an update. When I got onto Roblox and I started to find a game, what's it called? I think it's called Slap Game or something like that. My son wants to play on Roblox. Have you ever seen the professional slap games?
Yeah.
I think it's something like that. I don't know. We never actually got to play it because when I searched for it, I found it, and then when I honed in to favorite it and put it onto the Roblox game, it wouldn't work. And I googled Microsoft Xbox, just the status of its services and stuff, and they said that there's problems today and they're trying to resolve the issue. And it's just like I said, I've just got that look at every time when I try and play a game, something goes up. So there was something going on about purchase content, and anything that you've downloaded just didn't work in the UK. So that was annoying yesterday. So I left the Xbox on anyway because I was too scared of it playing up. And last night, after I dropped my son off and we come back, I've spoke about this before. I played It Takes Two, and have you played this game yet?
No, I've seen it, but I haven't played it yet.
Kim, it's sick. It's absolutely amazing. Honest to God, it's one of the best co-op games I've played in a very long time. It's so good. The storyline's good. The animation's good. The whole, I think the controls, how you move around the game, the environment. It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids as well. Everything's all super large, and it's just slick. It's really, really slick. I've purchased the game, so if you fancy playing it, I can add you to it. We'll have a co-op game if you want. I think you'll really like it. It's really, really cool. So me and Shell started this game at about 9 o'clock last night. And I've always said to Shell, when I start to go on, gaming and stuff, she'll say, oh, you've got an hour. Go and play on the console for an hour. I'm like, you need more than an hour to play on a game, Shell. It just goes. Right. Time does. And I didn't think she kind of got that until she started to play this game. And she's always said that. Just, you've got an hour, you've got half an hour. But you just can't do it, can you, really?
No. Because in a half an hour, you're just getting, warmed up. You're just getting started, so...
Yeah. So, last night, we started at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Have a guess what time we finished?
1 o'clock?
3 a.m.
Holy moly.
6 hours of this game, right? And it probably took a little bit longer because Shell's not used to, not used to gaming as such. So
yeah,
it's just, she's a little bit slower than your seasoned player, but she gets there. It just takes a little bit of time and guiding her through some of the things, but she's absolutely loving this game. So I'm not only enjoying the game, but I'm enjoying watching Shell enjoy the game as well. And just experience the whole gaming thing for the first time. Cause she's just not into it. But this has really captured her. And we played for 6 hours.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So it comes to 3 o'clock, right? Shell's eyes are nearly on the settee, on a lap.
Right.
And they're bleeding to death. And she's just like, can we just play one more chapter? And I'm like, no, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's just go to bed. So we ended up leaving the game. I don't know where it seems to be quite long as well. We've been playing it. We played 6 hours last night. We played about 3 or 4 hours the last time we played it. So we've been going a good 10-11 hours on this game, and it's I don't know how long it is. I don't know how many chapters there are left. It felt like we was kind of coming to an end, but then something happened and it's kind of thrown us back off it again. So I don't know. It's not like it's obvious that what's going to happen because you're in an environment of like Honey I Shrunk the Kids and everything's so large and loads of things can happen. You just don't know what you're going to get next. It's really, really good. So
cool.
Yeah. I think you can play the first chapter on Xbox Game Pass. And then once you've played the first chapter, you need to purchase the game. So if you do know somebody who's purchased the game, like I have, I think I got it for about £23. But if you know somebody who's purchased the game, you could join then online with them for free, which I think is a good shout. It's not.
Oh yeah.
Or if some of you want to split the costs, but I've got it there. So if you do want to play it, Kim, or you know, if anybody else wants to play this, I'd be happy to play this again. It's so cool. But yeah, that's all I've played really. I've not even had time to play chess. I know.
Wow.
I've not played chess for like 3 weeks.
Wow.
I'm slacking, man. I'm slacking. So
you must
so
be having
bad.
Like some sort of chess Jones or something going on there yet. You having like, you know, withdrawals or anything or
No. I think, like I said, I've enjoyed just sleeping and just relaxing after the wedding.
Because all that stress is gone now. So, you know.
Yeah. So it's kind of just been, I don't know, just kind of laid back, which is what you got to have some downtime in now and again.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's us and the games we've played. Let's move on to some news.
Here is the fucking news.
I think that's enough time as well. Oh my god, I hate this section. I hate news. But I'm going to skip that one because I'm hosting the show and I can do whatever I want tonight. So, Xbox announces Gamescom Showcase IGN. So, Xbox has confirmed that it will hold a Gamescom stream on August the 24th, showing off the new looks at up-and-coming games. This begins at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. UK. And that's 3 a.m. AE. ST on August 25th. The showcase sounds as though it will focus on already announced titles and arrives the day before Gamescom officially open up with the opening night live showcase on August 25th. Do you know anything about this, Kim? I'm completely out of the loop with this.
Nope, not a thing.
No. Okay. All right. Well. Yeah, we're just. Oh, I don't know. It's not one of the things I kind of keep an eye out
for. Tune in on the 24th.
Yeah, tune in on the 24th, I reckon. But yeah. I might keep an eye out then. If it's only around the corner, it's only a couple of weeks, isn't it? Yeah, and it's in the middle of week, that. Am I right in saying 24th, 25th? That's a Wednesday and Thursday, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what that brings. Also, on other news, Life is Strange Remastered Collection is delayed until early 2022. Square Enix says that it's pushing back the bundle of Life is Strange and Life is Strange Before the Storm to early 2022. The Life is Strange Remastered Collection was originally scheduled for September 30th. I've played...
That's not surprising.
Okay, yeah, well, I suppose there are a lot of people delaying stuff now. I've not really kept an eye on releases. Yeah. I've played Life is Strange. Have you?
Mm-hmm. I haven't. I've got it, but I haven't played it yet.
Because you can download both of these on Game Pass, can't you?
I think so.
I'm sure I've downloaded Before the Storm as well. And I'm sure I've played that. I can't remember now. I can't remember. It's been long. I downloaded the first chapter of Life is Strange 2, and I thought that was really good as well. And I was waiting for the rest of it to be released on Game Pass, and they didn't. They're kind of just, I think they're charging for it, aren't they? And is there another? There's like a real huge, like, full game now, isn't there, of Life is Strange out? Or it's got to be out soon, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another one, I think, coming eventually. Life is Strange, True Colors, I think, or something
like
that.
That's the one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was I kind of enjoyed these games. I was a bit like skeptical. It was one thing that my daughter had played, and I just thought, you just find it hard sometimes to have conversations with teenagers because mm-hmm. like they're too cool for you, aren't they? And exactly. I just thought, I thought I'll play this game. I'll see if I can strike some conversation with her about these games, and I enjoyed them. It was I think I got some dad points for playing this. So yeah, there we go. So anyway, that's delayed.
I know Mark spoke pretty highly about the first one, and I think that was what got me to buy the first one. It's on my pile of shame, like many games.
Have you actually purchased it?
Yeah, I've got the first one because Mark had said, and I think at one time they had a sale on all of them, or I don't know, was it less than $20? So I bought the whole complete thing, and it's sitting on my pile of shame.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. Well.
So it's there somewhere, and I'll get to it at some point, hopefully.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all the news we're going to bring you for tonight, and we've got some new releases as well. Quite a few. Kim, if you want to just run us through those.
Sure, I can do that. Your new releases for August 15th through August 21st are Road 96 for the Switch and PC on August 16th. Then we have Greek, Memories of Azor for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch and PC on August 17th. You've Been Kind for the PC also on August 17th. Marvel's Avengers, War for Wakanda, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC on August 17th. Recompile for the PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series S and S, and the PC on August 19th. Rims Racing, which is RIMS, not just like Rims, but whatever. Rims Racing for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, I had a problem with PS4 today, apparently. Xbox One, Switch, and PC on August 9th as well. 19th, not 9th. The Veil, which is not one that got huge reviews from Tank Top. He apparently didn't care for it much, but whatever. I think that's the game where you're basically playing blind and you have to follow the sounds. So, The Veil, Shadow of the Crown for the Xbox One and PC on the 19th as well. A big one that's coming up for quite a few that I know. 12 Minutes.
Wait.
But see, this means you actually have to fire up your Xbox Series S.
True.
Yeah.
I could put it on the PC. Ooh.
Oh.
I could be controversial and not use my Xbox.
I know, right? You're the only one that I would know would buy an Xbox and then never play the damn thing. I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyway, 12 Minutes for the Xbox Series X and S, which Pete should play it on. And for the Xbox One and PC on August 19th. So there's that one. Ariadna of Spirits for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on August 20th. Oh, another big one that some are looking forward to, I'm sure, that haven't actually played the other one yet. Although, I don't know, if you've played the original, you might be looking forward to this too, which is Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut for the PlayStation 5 and the PlayStation 4 on August 20th.
You played that, Kim?
I have not played that, but I've heard loads of people gushing about it and enjoyed it. So I'm not sure it's I don't know. I always say that I'm not sure it's something I would play, but more than likely I can pet foxes apparently in it, so that might get me to play it. I don't know. It's all about the furry critters for me apparently. So anyway, last but not least, we have Madden NFL 22. For the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC on the 20th. And I do believe, isn't that the one that's got Mahomes and, what's his name? Brady! Tom Brady! Yeah, I don't like Tom Brady. Anyway, I think they're on the cover. So, anyway, there you are. There's your new releases for the week.
Thanks, Kim. I don't know any of those players, so I don't know. Way over my head. Way over my head. Maybe if Greg was on the show and...
Right.
And I know Robin's into his like American stuff, you know, whether it's politics or sport. He likes Americans, doesn't he? I mean, I love America, and I can't wait to go. But Robin just loves it on another level.
Oh, I know. He's an honorary American. So.
He sure is. I can't wait for 12 Minutes. It's been a long time coming.
That's look interesting, I will say.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming to Game Pass, right?
I don't know. Is it? Straight into Game Pass. Is it really?
I think it's coming to Game Pass.
Wow. Well, 19th of August. When does that put us? Friday night. Oh, shit. Well, I'm not going to be working outside in the garden that night. I'm going to... Do you reckon you could pre-install it before it's released, do you reckon?
I believe so.
I'm going to keep an eye out. I'm going to fire up the Series S this week. I'm going to put some of my Xbox loyalty back into that game, I think.
And I have confirmed it is coming to Game Pass. So, yes, more than likely you can, I would say, pre-download it. So,
yeah.
There you go.
I've really been enjoying my PlayStation 5, to be honest. I know Mark's got a few things to say about the PS5. He texts me today. And he's got a few things to confess next week, which might upset a few people. But you know what? I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the PS5 and how it's just how it works. The interface, I just find it really simple, and it's kind of won me over a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, I know Game Pass is the be all and end all, really, isn't it? At the moment, it's it's fantastic, but
yeah.
I do like the PS5. I just like it. It's cool. But there we go.
Anyway. Yeah. Well. Hey, you know what? To each his own. I mean,
yeah. Have we got anyone in the chat? Or,
we do. We have one. And Scott Stubby is there, but he's lurking and hasn't said anything, so I'm sure he's listening. But yes, Boomer MD5 is in the chat. So
Okay. Well, they're probably just thinking, "Oh my God, what is this shit show? This is not the OC. Yeah, this is not the Overseas Connection podcast. The sound's correct." The show's like gonna end up finishing in an hour, so this is like super professional. It can't be the Overseas Connection podcast, but it really is. And thanks for being there with us.
Yeah. Hold on just a minute. I have a phone call, so carry on for a minute.
Oh dear God! All right. So I'm gonna talk about Victory Achieved next. I don't know if that's even got any music, so I'm gonna be quiet for just a second. Okay, that's long enough. I've just got to edit the audio. Victory Achieved. Okay, it's a quarterly contest. And basically, you can win money just for completing computer games. All you need to do is you have to complete the computer game, first of all, get to the credits, take a selfie of you, not your eyeball or the top of your forehead, take a selfie of you with the credits just behind you of the game that you've played. Now, you can do this either way. You can either send it to us on Twitter, and we are at @OC_podcast. That's our handle. You can send it to that with a hashtag of Victory Achieved, or you could basically send it to us on WhatsApp if you're part of our WhatsApp group. We've got a whole big community of people that just talk all day, all night, all day, all night. It just goes on. It doesn't stop. And sometimes you have to put it on mute because it wakes you up in the middle of the night. But there's a whole lot of interesting folk on there. You can even send a picture on there if you wanted to. I'm sure Robin will pick it up. But all you need to do is complete those games, take a selfie, and get it to us somehow. And we will enter you into the draw. And you can win either $20 or £15 if you're in the UK. And that's a gift card for PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. And that's pretty much it. So you're going to complete the computer game and enter into the contest. Now, these lovely people have basically finished the computer game this week. So we've got Mr. Killer Cranky, who completed Mario Kart 8. And we've also got Mr. Miyagi, 1984, who completed Darksiders 2 Definitive Edition. We've also had Lord, who completed The Ascent. And the last one who's completed a computer game and entered the contest this week for us is Joystick J, who completed Mass Effect 3. Now, I do apologize if I've missed anyone in this week's contest. If I have done, just send us a message or do whatever, scream from the rooftops and we'll get you included into that somehow. But I was scrolling down my phone as Kim was talking about computer games tonight and trying to enter those names onto the contest. So I just wanted to make sure that I got some usernames and some people on there and mention Victory Achieve, because it's a fantastic contest that we run, like I say, and we mention every single week, and I didn't want to miss that out. So and make this show even more of a train wreck than it already is. I mean, if you're watching it live, my background on here consists of pretty much me and Kim talking on some rocks somewhere. I don't know where we are, actually. It's just like the outback or something. It's like a superimposed image that I've just managed to get onto my RBS. And it also features a mongoose, because everybody seems to throw that at me. Do you know what? I can talk as much as I want now, because Kim's on the phone and there's only me. And it's quite nice, actually, going through a show and I've not had one bit of abuse at all thrown at me. It's kind of quite cool. I think Kim's laughing. I don't know if it's laughing because of me, what I've just said. But, yeah, it's nice. I've had no abuse whatsoever and I could just make the show my own. So, anyway, that's Victory Achieved. We've got to put some music in because there's somebody who screams a whole gobble of stuff about Victory Achieved and stuff, and we've got to put it in about now.
You all have a Victory's Achieved! Victory's Achieved! You have one! Victory's Achieved!
Okay. Right. I don't know who's going to be editing this. It's going to be quite interesting, actually. We've got to close the show off. We're finished. I think the show is about 45 minutes long. I'm really, 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 really sorry if it's not been the normal show that we bring to you. But I'm going to shout out Greg. Unfortunately, he's had some news tonight and something happened at home, close to home, that's taken him away from the show tonight. And I just really want to send out my love, virtual hugs and kisses and everything else to him. And Cindy tonight, and yeah, just hope everything's okay at home. Robin couldn't make it neither tonight. He's lost in Mexico. He said he couldn't get any Wi-Fi or anything like that. You know, Robin, he's a hardened veteran to this podcast, and he's on every single week, and he does everything he can to get on here, but he just couldn't do it. There's no Wi-Fi in Mexico where he is, so. He just couldn't get on. Kim's back. Oh my god, I felt like I was going, then I ended up in that little thing of talking to myself, and I was like, am I just going on and on and on? But I've managed to get Victory Achieved finished. I've just sent out my virtual love and hugs and kisses to Greg. And I've obviously just mentioned Robin, but I'm trying to think of who else. Mark's at work, isn't he, today? Phil's, yeah. What's Phil doing?
I'm not sure.
No, film.
Probably figuring out some ways to kill us on D&D for the next session, I'm sure.
Was he on last week or the week before? I've not listened to the shows yet.
I think he was on the week before.
Was he?
So it was one of those weekends where I wasn't on, so.
No, okay, yep. Well, be good to hear from Phil one day.
Yeah.
I feel like on the video feed, I'm like, my head's getting like closer and closer into the step. Do you like our background, Kim, today? It's free.
Yeah, right?
It's really professional, isn't it?
We look like my big rock and, you know. Oh, there you go. Yeah, you're being eaten by, I don't know, what are we on, steps or whatever these are? Or maybe the ground swallowing you whole. I'm not exactly sure.
No, so. The steps, actually, we're like half naked and behind those steps. We're just, we're bathing away. That's what it's like. It's like a little pool. And we're just hanging on to the edge of it, like it's like an infinity pool. And we're looking out into the abyss, and we're just talking about video games and like we're just hanging out.
Not
it's really
awkward
cool.
At all.
No, it's not awkward. No. I've not even met any bubbles neither.
Thank God.
Do you know what I said earlier on as well while he was on the phone? I said, this is the first show tonight where I've had nobody throw abuse at me. It's kind of strange. It's really strange. Even though I put a picture of a mongoose on the video feed, I think that's what fills the show. It's like everything, everybody just like shouting stuff at me, and
I can give you shit for being a ginger and not having any soul, and I don't know what else is there.
Why did you have to do that? Right. So, so I've shouted out Greg. I've shouted out all the folks that we missed, at, like Mark's at work as well. Who else is that? Richard Webster. I've not podcasted with him before ever. But it's nice to have you on, Kim. And we've tried to make some type of show, haven't we, tonight?
Well, yeah. I mean, given that we had like 15 minutes beforehand, that everybody kind of had something come up and it just left to us. So,
yeah.
I think we did pretty good.
I think we've done a professional job. We've done a professional job. Is there anyone that you want to shout out, Kim?
I want to shout out you, Pete, because if you hadn't showed up, we wouldn't have had a show, because I'm not hosting this. I'm not even anywhere mentally prepared to do anything like that. So
what is that? Why? Because you're like you could talk. You can
go on about games
and stuff. What is it?
Sure. I don't know. I just can't. I feel like I'd be like Michigan Frog. You know, the minute the camera's on me, I suddenly clam up and don't know where I am and get all like sweaty and clammy and weird. And then as soon as the camera's off, hey, you know. I don't know. I can't. So
why don't you turn your video feed off, and then if you get clammy and sweaty, nobody can see you, and you can just carry on. Like you could carry on talking. You're just there like a sweating mess, and
right.
it doesn't really matter then, does it? Because nobody can see you.
I mean, you know, there's a reason I don't have. Well, I have a Twitch channel, but I never use it because I feel like I'm the most boring Twitch streamer in the world. And you know.
Well, I'll disagree.
All right. Well, thank you. But anyway, I want to shout out Boomer, and I want to shout out Scott Stubby, who is painting his kitchen. So good luck with that. I'm kind of glad it's not you, because I got my fill of painting when we built the house. So
he can come around and paint my dining room that we're going to change into the lounge. That's what we're going to do in the house. We're going to swap like the lounge and the dining room over. So like he can come around and paint that if he wants.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Wonder how much he charges. Save me a job. Come on, Scott.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. That way you can play more video games on your Xbox that you've never fired up.
Precisely. And then if he doesn't work hard enough, I can just whip him or something. Come on, paint.
Yeah, that'll work. I'm sure that'll do it. Yeah,
he might enjoy that. So, all right. So we're pretty much wrapped up for tonight. Thanks for sticking with us for the last 50 minutes or however long we've been going. Thanks, Kim. You're a sport for turning up. And we're going to leave you with absolute silence, because I'm going to stick in all of the audio on the end. So thanks for turning up. I'm going to stop the stream. And enjoy your week. See ya.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.